Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. Sanford Health has partnered with TitleCare, the healthcare industry's first all-in-one modular device and telehealth platform. The on-demand remote medical exams will expand Sanford's telehealth offerings. Dr. Josh Crabtree is Senior Vice President of Clinical Operations at Sanford, and he joins us today from the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls to learn more. Dr. Crabtree, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having us, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be here, and hopefully we can spread the message about TitleCare and how we're working with TitleCare at Sanford to offer this platform for our patients.
Awesome. So to start off, tell us about TitleCare.
So TitleCare is a device. Well, it's a company that makes a device that is a that allows patients to access their providers virtually and on demand or remotely from their home or wherever they're at. We partnered with them to. At Sanford, we're trying to push boundaries at times to offer patients opportunities for getting or accessing their healthcare in ways that are convenient for them, in ways that give them a good experience, but still do not compromise on the quality of the care they're delivering. And that's how we partnered, or why we partnered with TitleCare, is we thought we could offer that service and convenience and experience to the patients.
Right. So if someone is taking advantage of this new partnership, what's that going to look like from the patient's perspective?
Sure. So you purchase the device, mm-hmm. and you'll have the device on your person or at your home or wherever you're at. And then you also put an app on your phone or your tablet. And the device and that app talk together or to each other. And you use your phone like you would use it in a FaceTime situation. Only the person on the other end is going to be your Sanford provider who's walking you through this exam using the Tito device. And that exam might include an evaluation of a skin rash or looking at an earache or a sore throat or listening to heart and lungs if you've had a cough for a while. Looking at a pink eye potentially. Then after that provider has guided you through that examination and we've determined what it is that we're dealing with, then we can establish our therapy plan. You know, maybe you need a prescription, maybe you don't, maybe we give it a few more days. Maybe it might be a situation where we're saying, you know, this, we really can't handle this virtually. This is something that we actually need to have you come to a clinic or to our urgent care or maybe even our hospital to have it evaluated.
Interesting. So what are the benefits of having these exams offered in a telehealth virtual setting as opposed to more traditional clinics like we've known so far?
Well, I think there's a lot of potential benefits here. So let's just talk about a couple. One is especially, say it's cold and flu season, and we've maybe all had that experience where we walk into a clinic waiting room and it's cough, 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 and mm-hmm. sneeze and runny noses and little kids running around touching everything. We feel that, and Tito does too, that we maybe can reduce exposures. Right? When I don't necessarily, as a healthy person who's coming in for my physical, be exposed to all the folks in the waiting room that are ill, if we can use a Tito device or something like that, or a telehealth visit to evaluate some of those folks and treat those folks out of our clinic waiting rooms. Mm-hmm. I think another benefit is that, like a lot of folks, and I had a lot of these folks in my offices, doctor's offices can be a little bit anxiety provoking. Doctor's visits can be somewhat challenging for some people, especially, you know, we just had not too long ago, a little boy use the Tito device with his mother. He's doctored a lot in his 5 years of life. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor's visit is very anxiety provoking for him. And his mother would have to really persuade him and convince him that this is going to be okay. Well, we were able to evaluate his sore throat and earache with the Tito device. He could do it in his pajamas on his couch. And there was not a battle between mom and child. There was no worry or anxiety that came with, oh, we have to go to the doctor's office now, because the doctor's office is your living room.
Right.
There's another benefit. I think a benefit of being in maybe a remote setting, that it's 60 miles to my doctor's office. And I'm not sure that I really need to drive 60 miles, but maybe I could at least connect with them and find out, is this something I do need to drive that 60 miles, or can we take care of this virtually?
Right.
Another possibility is we're missing a lot of time for evaluation from work, right? So, or we're missing time from work if we have to come into the doctor to be evaluated, even if it's just for a cold or a flu symptom. And so I think we can save people time, even if they're doing this visit at work or in the parking lot in their car or in a break room, we can do this visit and then maybe they don't have to leave work and they can get right back to work after they're done with their visit.
Right. There's a lot of interesting things to tuck into there. But on your most recent point, I'm curious with this, the Tyto device and a virtual exam, is this still something where you need some kind of appointment? Are there doctors that are kind of on call monitoring devices to see who pops up? How does that work?
Great question. So yes, we have providers that are available 24/7. Many of them are working in our acute care clinic, seeing patients face to face. And then when a need arises for a virtual visit, then they will step away from that duty and they'll be able to sit down at a bunker of a couple computer screens and they can do the visit, the Tyto visit that way. Mm-hmm. You do have to, through the app on the phone, you will request a visit, which is essentially requesting an appointment. And our experience so far, even though the literature will say we'll have that appointment available in 20 minutes, most of the time it's 5 or 10 minutes and you will have a provider talking to you by then.
Wow. Someone listening to this who's really intrigued by this process, how can potential users get hooked up with this?
Yeah. So there's information on the Sanford website, so sanford.org. You can go to that website, and if you keyword Tyto, T-Y-T-O, or Tyto Care, I think it'll bring you right to some information about that. You can look Tyto Care up on the web, and you'll get more information, general information about Tyto Care, but specifically about Sanford, that's where you'd want to find that.
Great. And as we were talking about the benefits of expanding into telehealth, talking about, you know, for instance, the young boy with a certain amount of doctor anxiety, he can get checked out from his own couch. I have a relative who has a suppressed immune system due to some medication. And just as you were saying, flu and cough season every year, it's a concern about, I don't really want to go until I really have to, because I don't want to risk it. Tell us a bit more about, I guess, maybe the openness you're seeing from different age groups to moving more into these virtual exams as opposed to that face-to-face connection with your doctor.
So medicine has, the practice of medicine has always been about relationships. Mm-hmm. And those trusting relationships we have with our providers, because really patients come to us as providers in their more vulnerable or most vulnerable states. And so the relationship is really key. And so this is not a process to diminish that, the meaningfulness of that, but to provide another option. You know, there are some folks we're raising and among a generation of folks who are very comfortable communicating with their friends and family on a screen. And I think that's one of the venues we have to be ready to facilitate as a healthcare provider. There's a group of folks that this is the way they want to get their healthcare. I also think that there's opportunity. We don't have infrastructure in place yet, but I think there's opportunity for us to help manage more chronic disease states virtually. I think the stigma of behavioral health and going to a behavioral health clinic, you know, if I could do my behavioral health or mental health visit on a screen, kind of privately, very anonymously at times, confidentially, I think that's a really big win for some of our patients who may be avoiding care or avoiding seeking care. And with that relationship factor, they could develop that relationship, but it would be much more confidential and personal, I think, for them, even though it's across the screen.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you kind of mitigate that risk of especially in a smaller town, someone seeing your car parked in the parking lot, and then that's right. A conversation you want to avoid, versus also in these smaller towns, as we said earlier, maybe 60 miles away from a clinic or something like this.
Right. Access to resources is really a key component here. Sanford operates in a footprint that is largely rural, and some of our clinics are miles and miles away from the population they serve. And so it's going to be key, I think. Like I said, we're largely working in an acute care, non-emergent, but urgent kind of space right now with this. But really, I think the imagination will dictate the limitations here for how we might utilize Title Care or something similar in the future.
Right. And that leads to kind of one of my last questions was basically the different ailments that would be most likely to fit in with this new program. We've heard about sore throat, earache, just kind of common cold, flu sorts mm-hmm. of things.
I think minor injuries. I think if you had a laceration that you weren't sure if you needed stitches for or not, mm-hmm. or how we could deal with wound care, I think that fits in. Rashes, maybe pink eye. They're going to be some of the typical urgent care kind of things. Maybe a cough that I've had for a while. It doesn't necessarily have to be an acute cold, but certainly temperatures. I've got a fever. I don't know where it's coming from. We could deal with those kinds of evaluations to start with.
Right. Fascinating stuff. It'll be interesting to see how this rolls out and maybe it develops in the future. Yeah. My guest has been Dr. Josh Crabtree, Senior Vice President of Clinic Operations at Sanford. Dr. Crabtree, thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.